All right, so let's go ahead and prepare to raise the kundalini. Now, this is the preparation that we do in the moment when you're actually ready to raise it. Of course, you understand that your preparation actually goes much deeper than this and goes much longer in time than this because there are preparations that you must make to clear your chakras, as we already discussed. But in the moment when you're ready to raise your kundalini, this is the procedure. I would like you to, as long as you're not driving, find yourself in a safe, quiet, comfortable area where you can sit down and relax. Now, I'd rather have you sit than lie. If you lie down, then the idea of raising the kundalini in an upward fashion sort of gets lost. Really, it wouldn't matter if you sat upright or if you were to lie down. However, out of tradition and for the psychological effect of raising the kundalini upward, I would like you to sit up when you raise the kundalini. Now, you can sit in a yoga position if you'd like. The typical meditative position for this is to cross your legs and to put your wrists on your knees, with your palms facing upward, and to make the OK sign with each hand. In other words, touch the tip of your left thumb to the tip of your left index finger, and touch the tip of your right thumb to the tip of your right index finger, and to have your back perfectly straight, chin parallel with the floor, and eyes closed. This is the traditional position for raising the kundalini and the traditional basic position for meditation. However, if you're like me, you may find this position to be a little uncomfortable. I don't normally sit in this position, and if you don't either, then you may want to use a variation of this position. And so what I recommend for you, if you do not find this typical meditative position comfortable, is to sit with your legs any way you want them, meaning you can cross them if you want. Now, when you sit in the traditional meditative position, your legs are not only crossed, like you're sitting down, but they're sort of wrapped up in each other. They're sort of tucked in. Your feet are kind of tucked in. One foot is tucked in under the knee of the other foot. And so you're sort of like a pretzel. That is the position I'm talking about, which can be a little uncomfortable unless you're used to it. So allow yourself to sit as you choose. You can sit with your feet on top of your knees, or you can sit with your feet spread out. You can sit however you want, as long as your back is upright. I would like you to maintain an upright spine during this. I don't want you slouching, hunched over. I want you to maintain good posture, sit up straight. First few times you do this, you may want to put your back against the wall to sort of cheat a little. Give yourself that support, and eventually the idea is after a few times, perhaps three times, you will no longer need the wall because you can support your own back. Keep in mind that you won't be doing this for hours on end, usually, unless you want to, but usually you won't be doing this for hours on end. So it's not a position that you have to maintain for a long period of time. Raising the kundalini can be done in as little as a half hour and as long as a few hours if you want to. Now, I don't recommend initially that you push this and do it for hours and hours. Eventually, after perhaps a few months, you can stretch it out for a few hours if you want to. But even then, it's not necessary because you can raise the kundalini and then you can go about your business. It is not necessary, unless you're using the raised kundalini for meditation, it is not necessary to maintain your upright position and to sit in a certain way and so forth in order to keep the kundalini raised. The kundalini, after you become practiced at this, after about 3 weeks of practice, the kundalini will remain elevated even if you get up. So you can sit down, meditate, raise the kundalini, and then you can go about your business with your kundalini raised. Isn't that nice and convenient? So it's not as if the kundalini will go back in unless you put it back in. When I say back in, I mean back in the coiled up position in your root chakra. Okay, so sitting in your position now, I want you, with your eyes closed, to allow yourself to clear your mind. Now, the way you do this is just to picture a lake. Now, sometimes when you meditate or hypnotize yourself, and by the way, they're very similar, and you can look at this either way, you're either meditating or hypnotizing yourself, or both. Sometimes when you do that and you picture a clear lake, that lake isn't so clear. Sometimes there's a lot of motion on the lake. And if your lake looks like that, that's fine, because I want you to know that that's how my lake looks many days. I will sit, close my eyes, with my back upright, and imagine my lake. Sometimes the lake will have a lot of waves on it. It'll be a tumultuous lake. Instead of Lake Placid, it's Lake Crazy Action. It's Lake Wavy. So the idea is to get to the point at which your lake is calm and serene and placid. The way you do that is by allowing it to get that way. Let go of the idea of forcing it. Let go of the idea of making it happen. Instead, if there are waves on the lake, realize those waves represent thoughts. And those thoughts are on your mind. It's your lake, after all. It's not mine. It's yours. So if you see waves, those are your thoughts on your mind. Let them play out. You see, once a thought has a chance to dance around in front of you for a little while, many times it'll fade out. Not necessarily to be forgotten, but just to go away for now. So rather than trying to solve all of your problems right now, all of your challenges, all of the things going on in your life, realize that some things are ongoing. Some challenges are there for a reason, and they're good to have in our lives. So let those challenges show themselves in the lake with ripples or waves. Maybe some days there'll even be a storm on the lake. But after a few minutes, notice the lake calming down and becoming as smooth as glass. And while that process is happening, I would like you to take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it and open your mouth slightly and exhale slowly. Good. Now, it's important that you stay with me, so I want you to maintain consciousness. I'm going to avoid taking you too deeply into meditation or too deeply into hypnosis to the point at which you would lose consciousness. Instead, I'm going to keep you in a light state. And that's what I want you to do in the future when you start doing this on your own. After 3 weeks of listening to this recording and having me walk you through this, you will be able to do this on your own. And so I want you to pay attention to how I'm doing this process. Take another deep breath in through your nose now. And hold it. Open your mouth slightly and exhale slowly. Good. How's that lake doing? More calm? More serene? Good. And as you continue relaxing, I would like you to realize just how powerful you are. You're an amazing, wonderful, powerful person. And you realize that you are capable of accomplishing anything you want to accomplish. You give yourself credit for having cleared your chakras. You realize that no one's perfect. You realize that you are human. You have cleared your chakras as clear as they can be for now, because you still have challenges in your life, of course. But your chakras are as clear as they can be. And as you sit here in this meditative position, I want you to once again go through your chakras. Make sure in this moment that they are as clear as they can be. Let's start with the base chakra. Only this time, when you clear your chakras, you're going to feel the kundalini energy rise up through each one, starting with your base chakra. That's right. Feel how stable you are in your life. Feel the serpent beginning to uncoil a little now. As you get in touch with the stability you have in your life, as you get in touch with how grounded you are in your life, as you get in touch with how steadfast you are in the things you do, and feel the serpent force, the powerful serpent force moving up through your body now, just a little bit. Feel it moving into your abdominal area to about the level of your spleen, and feel the second chakra clear as you get in touch with your sensuality, your creativity, your enthusiasm, and the idea of exploring your creativity. And feel the kundalini energy now in your second chakra. And as you continue relaxing, feel it move up now to the third chakra, located in your solar plexus. Now realize that in the future, when you raise your own kundalini, you can do it more quickly or more slowly if you choose. But I'm going at probably an average rate right now. Not too quickly, not too slowly. In the future, you decide the rate at which you want to raise your kundalini. And as you feel the kundalini energy moving into your solar plexus area, you realize that you are in touch with your personality, and you are interested in the development of your personality and getting in touch with your feelings. And you realize the limitless possibilities you have and how you want to expand yourself in so many positive, powerful ways. And you are in touch with your wisdom. Your third chakra is clear. The kundalini energy moves into the third chakra, and it continues moving up now into your heart. As you feel love and compassion, and you let go of feelings of only taking care of yourself, and you embrace feelings of helping others and developing your skills of healing people and healing yourself. And the fourth chakra is full of your kundalini energy now. Realize that the chakras have colors, and you can tune into the colors of the chakras, and they also swirl. Tune into the direction of the swirl. How are they swirling? What are their colors? Tune into them and visualize them now. Rather than giving you a template to go by, I just want you to tune into them. Pick up on their vibrations. Tune into yourself. As the kundalini energy continues moving upward now, up to the level of your throat, and you clear this chakra by realizing that you are an excellent communicator. You are full of self-expression. You are inspirational. You are independent. You are open to your own higher development. And you speak with wisdom. Feel the kundalini energy in your throat now. It's as if anything you said right now would come from the heart, would be well grounded, and would be full of wisdom. Attune in to the chakras that have already been activated. And feel the energy moving up now to the brow chakra, the sixth chakra, right between your eyes. As your third eye opens and the kundalini energy moves into that chakra, as you tune into your inner senses now, Let go of the idea of sound, touching and hearing and seeing, tasting. Let go of those senses and tune into your inner senses now, clairvoyance, intuition. You're also tuned in now to the idea of deepening your life experiences, traveling through life, getting a deeper meaning. And the energy continues moving upward now through your body as it now moves to the top of your head, filling your crown chakra. And you realize that you are becoming enlightened. You are making a spiritual transition inside. You're interested in meditation and contemplation, and feel the serpent force flowing out of the top of your head like a fountain now, only to be reabsorbed at the base of your spine, at the root chakra, and recycled through the chakras again out through the top of your head, and then recycled from the bottom up through the chakras again, completing the circuit, continuing to flow upward, and flowing back down, flowing upward through the chakras again, out through the top of your head, and back down where it's reabsorbed by the base chakra, flowing upward through the chakras again. Feel this energy becoming more intense now. If you have been listening to this program for a couple weeks, you can increase the intensity. If this is your first time, or you have not reached the 2-week mark yet, control the level of intensity. But if you have been listening to this program for 2 weeks or longer, increase the intensity now. And if you have reached the 3-week mark of listening to this program, increase the intensity even more than the 2-week mark. That's right. Realize that the Kundalini energy will stay activated as long as you want it to stay activated. But when you need to sleep tonight, the Kundalini energy will calm down and go back to the base of your spine. And you can reactivate it again tomorrow if you choose. Eventually, you will be able to activate it without sitting down to meditate. But at least for the first 3 weeks, always sit down and meditate to activate the Kundalini energy. Eventually, you will be able to activate it on the go. Realize that when you want to subdue the Kundalini energy, you just imagine it collecting again at the base of the spine and discontinuing its flow upward, just collecting at the base of the spine, putting the serpent back in the base of the spine, letting it rest until you need it again. Do this now. Put the serpent back in the base of your spine. That's right, slowly. Take your time, feel the snake coiling again. Going back to the base of your spine as you slowly relax. That's right. Good. I'd like you to slowly open your eyes now as I count to three, so that by the time I count to three, your eyes will be wide open and you will be completely out of hypnosis and out of your meditative state. One, eyes opening, coming up very slowly and relaxing. Two, eyes opening more, relaxing more, feeling good about yourself and becoming more alert. And at the count of the next number, your eyes will be wide open and you will be completely out of hypnosis and out of your meditative state, and your Kundalini will be back at rest in your root chakra. Three, eyes open, wide awake, Kundalini at rest, and you are feeling wonderful and refreshed. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed your experience with raising the kundalini. Now let's analyze what happened, because you just went through a very powerful experience. I had you raise your kundalini, I had you experience the energy related to the kundalini, and then I had you put it back in your root chakra. And probably at the end of that, you were thinking, why are we ending the kundalini experience so soon? The reason is I wanted you to test drive your kundalini, kind of like showing you a car, taking you around in it and bringing you back. You can drive it again later if you want to. In fact, we're going to drive it again later together, and you, for the rest of your life, can drive it at your kundalini. But I wanted to give you a taste of what it's like to properly raise your kundalini and, more importantly, to have the discipline and the procedure to properly put it away when you're done. You see, many people raise their kundalini and they don't put it back in its resting state. Now, if you need to be awake for whatever reason, for long periods of time, then by all means, keep your kundalini raised to give yourself that energy you need. Now, I want you to keep in mind that keeping your kundalini raised to keep yourself awake beyond what a doctor would recommend is not a good idea. For example, if you need to stay awake for 3 days and you want to raise your kundalini to do it, well, you can do that and your kundalini will support you in that, but your body will not be very happy with you. You know that your body needs rest every night. So if you need to stay up for a few more hours to get something done, or you need to be fully focused all day long to get something done, that's fine. But you need to give your body proper rest. Do not use kundalini like a drug. It can be sort of like a stimulant and it can be abused. So I want to make sure that you don't do that. All right, so let's review what happened during the process of you raising your kundalini. Now, I wasn't there. There's a possibility that somewhere along the way you got stuck. Somewhere in your chakras you got stuck. It's possible. Hopefully it didn't happen. Hopefully you're able to raise your kundalini in full strength, really experience it, and then put it back away because you've properly prepared yourself. But I want you to think back over the exercise. And if you didn't really pay attention to what happened, then go ahead and do it again. Feel free to stop the recording and go back and raise your kundalini again to repeat the exercise you just did, and then move forward with this, because I want you to have the recollection of the experience enough so that you can properly analyze what happened. So if you did pay attention to what happened and you do remember what happened, then let's go ahead and proceed. What happened when you first activated your kundalini in your root chakra? What happened? What feelings came up for you? Because sometimes we don't really understand the blockages that we might have until we actually try to raise the kundalini. Think of it like a garden hose with 7 different people standing on the garden hose. We need to make sure that those people are stepping off of the garden hose before we can turn on the water and expect it to flow through the hose. If we have a hose lying on the ground and we have 7 people standing on it on 7 different spots, that's similar to blockages in the chakras. We need to make sure that those people are off the garden hose before we turn it on so that we'll get water out the other end, the kundalini flowing out the top of your head. So if you didn't experience that, or if it didn't go as smoothly as you thought it should have, then perhaps there was some pressure somewhere. Maybe they didn't step all the way off and they weren't standing all the way on the hose, but they were putting enough pressure on it that there was a blockage. And if you get enough of those, then you're going to have a limited kundalini flow. That's one of the challenges that can happen with kundalini. And the wonderful thing about this, the wonderful challenge about raising your kundalini, as I've said before, is that you get to clear out those things that are going on with you. Those problems that you've been having, those things that you haven't dealt with, those issues, those challenges, those people, those real life situations, those deadlines, those goals that you have for yourself, all of those issues become very pertinent when it comes to raising your kundalini, and you have the challenge of clearing them up. It doesn't mean you have to go ahead and accomplish everything you ever wanted to accomplish before you raise your kundalini, but it means you need to get all of your ducks in a row, as they say. You need to make sure that your life is flowing. I'm a big believer in feng shui, and feng shui is the Chinese art of placement. Everything in my house is placed in a certain position so that I will have flow within my house and therefore within my life. There's a relationship section. There's a financial section. There's a wealth section. There's a creativity section. There are 8 different sections, and they're all organized differently to allow them to maximize the energy flow. Each section is optimized so that my life then flows. But the organization of those parts of my house is nothing more than a reflection of the organization within my life, and vice versa. My life is organized because my house is organized. My house is organized because my life is organized. They reflect each other. Your kundalini will flow because your life is in order. And your life will be in order because your kundalini will flow. They are reflections of each other. So when you find that your kundalini is stagnant at one of your chakras, what you want to do is pay attention to what's going on there. So let's analyze the first chakra. When you first started to raise your kundalini and you're dealing with everything at a very base level, at the root chakra, some people call it the base chakra, the first chakra. That has to do with your life force energy, your connection to the material world, your stability, and the idea of initiating new beginnings. What came up for you in that moment? I want you to think back now to what came up for you in that moment. We had the trial run. We had a talk, you and I, about how it is to raise your kundalini and what needs to be done. But then you actually did it. You know, launch day is a lot different for the astronauts than all the practice days, because launch day is the day that you're going into space. So we had launch day. What actually happened? How did the launch go? The kundalini launch. What happened at the root chakra? What issues came up for you? Did any of them actually stop the flow? Only you know for sure. Write down what happened as I am silent. And I want you to do this exercise for each of the chakras. And I want you to do this regularly. Don't just get in the habit of raising the kundalini and being happy with it raising partially because you've only got a limited flow going through a few of the chakras. Don't settle for that. Move beyond that. Analyze. So I'm going to go over them with you now, and I want you to get in the habit of doing this yourself. You need to find out what's stopping the flow, because what's stopping the flow in your kundalini is stopping the flow in your life. It's keeping you from joy. It's keeping you from wisdom. It's keeping you from goal attainment. It's keeping you from being that person that you want to be. So let's analyze the second chakra now. As the energy moved up into the spleen chakra, some people call the sacral chakra, by the way, what issues came up for you as you thought about sensuality and enthusiasm and creativity and exploring creativity and boundaries? What came up for you? What is it that you need to work on? Write it down now as I'm silent.